And now, courtesy of the 11L Network, it's LF Midwood.
LF Midwood.
And the Midwood Files. With the LF Midwood Experience. Here on Radio New York International.
I'm being told I should be using this as some sort of bed, but I don't do beds. Is it going away? Yeah. All right. Oh, wait. Oh, wait. I just got here.
You've been listening to them?
I just freaking got here. What are you talking about? Let me see. I'll take care of that and put that in there. Okay, so. Hello. My name is Olaf Midwood. Welcome to the Midwood Files. Yeah, this was a rough one tonight, actually. Getting ready. I was actually kind of almost in the mood to do this. And let me make sure that works. Whoop. And I wanted to do some testing, because I'm still in test mode. So I think none of this, or I should say most of this, lacks the general professionalism and standards that I usually ignore. It's like a whole other level of ignoring this. Do I hear that? I don't even know if I hear that. And I'm so freaked out that I'm not 100% sure that I hear the air conditioner or not. I hear it outside the cans, but I'm not sure if I hear it inside the cans. So I was I loaded up on music, and I was pre-producing my sets when it became apparent to me. Ooh, it's popping those peas. When it became apparent to me that I was not going to be able to get the main studio machine to behave itself as I had threatened. It's been updated to Windows 10, and I went in. Everybody said, "Hey, Windows 10 having a problem?" And you're not, all right. If you have Windows 10 on a machine and you're having a problem with it, you basically don't know how to use a computer. Okay, that's it. I've been running it for like over a year on certain boxes here, and is it great? No. Did stuff get moved around? Yeah. Is it annoying? Sure. But not for nothing, if the computer is an extension of you, you'll figure it out. If not, stop complaining about the OS. It's stable. I'll say that much for it. I've not had any problems whatsoever at all, but as some of you may be aware, if you upgrade your own machines, it's a process. I mean, you have to kind of get things tucked away and snugged away, and we didn't have things set up to be able to run it. Whenever I tried to open OBS, it would just give a file path user error type thing. User doesn't have permission, which is like, okay. So I found that out about 3 hours before the show. And I was like, you know what? Okay. No big deal. I mean, it's like, I'll just go on next week. It's not like, you know. And then I was in the bedroom decompressing and whining about other stuff. And I get word about 45 minutes before showtime, which is midnight Eastern Standard, and it's always been midnight Eastern Standard for the Midwood Files. I got word that the studio machine was working, so I was like, all right. So I dragged my sorry button here, and I didn't finish any music sets. I mean, I had them in their raw form. I hadn't produced them, so I have no music tonight, but that's okay. It's not the first time I've done that. I'll just have more music next time. So I'm sitting here, and I wanted to get some three-point lighting going, and one of the lamps just decided to just pop. It's gone. It's finished. It's over, which is kind of sad, because that was one of the lamps that I use for my red light when I go into the Hank and Jim Radio Network chat room. So that's gone. It's finished. It's over. I'll have to replace that lamp. Is there a problem?
I'm not hearing you at all.
Okay. You're not hearing me at all. I don't know what to tell you. I don't know. I've got meters going here. What else is broken? Oh, you don't know. You don't know. You were sitting at this machine for like a fucking week. It's not working. Hang on. I'll be right back. All right. I literally have to see if things are working in the middle of a friggin' show. I feel a bit like Howard. Am I getting any audio? Oh, my God. Okay, I have audio now. All right, now, you know what? Waddle back over here and close that fucking door. Thank you. Come on. Bye-bye. All right, so apparently I have audio. You want to know something? I actually had audio the whole time, just not locally on that machine. So if someone is listening to you on a machine that doesn't get audio or isn't getting audio at that particular moment, it would seem like there isn't any audio anywhere. But there was. So I walked away for nothing. Wouldn't be the first time I've done it. So as you can see, plagued by technical issues. New camera, I'm trying to get it to go over 60 frames, and for some reason it doesn't like me and it's not going over 60 frames. I'm not sure how much of a difference that would make, actually, considering there's not a live action going on at the time. But I think I am pushing out a higher bit rate. Like I said, I don't have any music cued, so the chances of me doing music are slim to none. I'm just going to yammer for a little while. I had wanted to be consistent in I guess this is the Great Vaughn experience, right? The Great Vaughn experience meets the LF Midwood experience is what we have going on here. Which is good. Like I said, I'm almost glad I'm in test mode, and I keep proclaiming that I'm in test mode, so that kind of gives me some sort of insurance for what would appear to be ineptitude, you know, inept. I don't even think I have any jingles. I didn't even bring any jingles with me to this machine, so this is a brand new machine. Let me see if I can get that out of my friggin' way. Well, the machine's not brand new, but the OS certainly is. I'm sure I'm going to get some complaints about something not working in a couple of few minutes, because that's pretty much the way my life goes. I had wanted, like I said, all my music playback software is on this machine. This is the broadcast machine. And even though I'm not streaming to Shoutcast, which I normally do, I'm still wanted to be able to get an idea of what the music would sound like, because I don't remember what the settings were before I overwrote them, basically. Which is fine. I love tweaking audio. I was talking to somebody earlier this week, and I said I can fall down the tweak hole for a couple few days, and maybe that would be relaxing for me. Because nothing else seems to be. It's nothing but stress and aggravation. But you want to know what? I was thinking about this today. I've been watching this thing on like the Roman emperors. And I think I'd like to be an emperor. I'm pretty sure that I would like to be an emperor. And I'm not 100% sure where I have to send my resume or nothing. But my only hesitation would be, like, say, that whole Senate thing. I don't understand why there's still a Senate when you have an emperor. Isn't it basically just, like, go back to, like, the king thing? Wouldn't it? Don't you think that would be kind of like... So, because if you're going to be emperor, you might as well not have to answer to anybody. You know, which is cool. I would like that. I would like that very much, but I live in a world where I answer to people. I do. I mean, and I guess it's pretty much out of choice. I guess we all answer to people to one degree or another. But I'm struggling to get out of what would best be described a deep depression hole, and I've like come up like maybe three quarters of the way, you know, and I'm trying to get out. And I think what I'm doing is I think I'm flailing around a little bit, and it's like that old thing where you. If you friggin' swim out to save a panicked person who's drowning, they kind of latch onto you and pull you down, kind of thing. And I think I'm doing that. I think I'm hurting people around me, and I think I'm getting slack because of my bipolar, which is, you know, okay, I get that. You know, I don't like to introduce it when, you know, I'm honest about it, and I've certainly dissected it a great deal on my program. As my regular listeners will know, you saying that, right? I'm moving it and I'm making noise. I can do that if I want. I think I'm just like, I'm punching people in the nose is what I'm doing. And I'm just like, I'm trying not to, I guess I'm trying not to think about it too much because again, well, it's like I'm trying to get out and this is what I have to do to get out. But it's like, you know what? I don't know if there's any point in getting out if I'm only going to, maybe disenfranchise people along the way. I mean, it's, you know, life's complicated. We have relationships, but I feel that I've not helped my interpersonals with anyone on this level. Although the producer has definitely created a train wreck for me a few times. But the good news is that, like I said, we're just moving over. So it's all a matter of getting things to work right or not work right. And I suppose they will. It takes a little time. I still don't know about the air conditioner. I'm not 100% sure. I'm certainly not calling off or turning it off. I have to say, and another thing you probably won't be hearing is that the Spics next door are having some sort of... I think they're probably most likely Dominican. They're having some sort of luau or whatever those people do. And I'm being culturally enriched by a subwoofer that's not aimed at my home, but is basically going across the street and then slapping back and hitting the front of my house. And I'm almost in the side of my house, so it's not too bad. But I just thought I'd mention that little bit of cultural enrichment that I am fortunate enough to be experiencing. I think I've made it clear, I literally, this broadcast is coming to you from the ghettos of Providence, Rhode Island, literally, as we speak, live, and I'm looking at these frames, and I can't get these frames up. I can't get this frame rate up. Maybe if I moved, would it go up? Maybe it's that sort of thing, or no, hello, nope, no frames. I say I go like that, and I move my light. See? So I'm trying not to. That's why if I had a little bit more fill from the side, it would be solid. It would be like legit 3-point. But I'm running like a point and a half right now, I guess. I've also had a lot of conversations with various people over the course of the last week or so who they don't know if I'm going to stick here at Vaughn. They're not. It's and the problem, as perceived by most people, and I guess I have to admit to it myself, is that I guess, let me see if I can get over here. Yeah. I don't know if what I do transfers over in the sense of the chat rooms, because Vaughn is all about the chat rooms and the interaction with the chat rooms. So if I'm not doing that, I'm kind of like missing the point of Vaughn is what has been explained to me. And I think it's true. I 100% agree. I really want to give it a shot, I really want to do, and that's why it was important for me to be on tonight, even though it was major hassles, and I didn't come on prepared the way I wanted to be prepared, in the sense of having some music ready, because I love the music, because the music gives me a chance to, one, kind of express something I can't do in the verbal sense, and it also gives me a break, where I can take a little, not like a little, maybe a little 15-minute siesta or something like that, along those lines. See, when I'm just doing talk, I don't do that. And, I've done 90 minutes of talk straight without any breaks, doing verbal IDs on the half hour, on the hour, bottom, top of the hour. A whole bunch of those shows over on YouTube that eventually will be deleted and moved somewhere else. They'll be moved to my server. They're actually on my server. I just kind of haven't hooked them up yet. There's a whole lot of work to do. And so I said, I almost like kind of jumped into this. A lot of people, considering what my workload is and what I would like to get done and have accomplished before my triumphant return, they think that maybe I should have waited to come back in any way, shape, or form, Vaughn or otherwise. But I really wasn't doing anything other than hanging out in the gymnasium chat room, so it was like... So I was procrastinating on this stuff. I should have... My cat is over here, by the way. This thing is so loud that my cat's Bats, my 8-year-old male, he's traumatized. He's like, he looks like gymnasium at a square dance right now. He's really, seriously, really tightened it up, man. Really tightened it up. Spatsy, I love you. I love you. Yeah, okay. He's not even looking at me. But, so I don't know. I don't really know. Like I said, I know I feel better than when I shut things down. So I don't think that that's a question. The question now becomes, is this like the new normal? And if this is like the new normal, I guess I have to adjust, I have to start dealing with things and people in some sort of different manner. Maybe I'll do that after I eat this bag of Cheetos. Wait, can you see it? Oh, that's interesting. It looks transparent. Looks like somebody shot up my Cheetos, but they didn't. I think those after the show. That's my after show thing. And yes, I am eating the whole bag. Anybody following my diabetes numbers at the moment would be really mad at me. Let's just put it that way. So, but it's not like Oscar Mayer Wieners are going to kill me, right? Doesn't say anything on the package about killing me. You know, if it were like, they would like killing me, they'd have to put something in the package, like the cigarettes or something, don't you think? So they're okay. I feel, you know, I feel mez-a-mez, as they say. But I feel like right now, the vast majority of my interpersonals around me are not doing well. They're not doing well. And I got to honestly say, it's not like I deal with a lot of people on a regular basis. It's a minimum. It's a very exclusive club that I deal with on a regular basis. And it's just not, I just seem to be kind of fumbling the football, for those of you who are sports fans. And I don't really want to do that. I want to be a better friender, or at least to whatever degree that people need me to be or would like me to be, I suppose, in some cases. You know? And it's just hard. It's just, you know, I'm just having a difficult time with it. And it's not like, you know, it's strictly the bipolar. I mean, it's 100% the bipolar. And I'm like, there's always like a new surprise, because it's like, I'm bipolar feature one, which means I can be manic and depressed at the same time, simultaneously episodes, which is like really kind of, it's like almost worst case scenario, I guess. I don't know if there's a worse one. Maybe the rapid cycling. I'm not 100% sure. Ryan. I've never messed with that, so I can't say. It's not like I would go to the like bipolar smorgasbord or something, you know, and say, oh, I'd like to try that one. It's like, nah, it doesn't work like that. And the meds only go so far, so I'm randomly just, you know. And it's hard because it's hard in the sense of, you know, once you go down, you know, and you come back up, you're like, oh, man, that was like the hardest thing I've ever done. And then, you know, going forward, that's the rest of your life. It's just going to, you know, and I know my regular listeners are all kind of, you know, you've all heard this before. So it's almost like I'm not doing these. If you are a regular listener of the Midwood Files, you can go order a pizza or whatever's on a Saturday night. I don't even know what's on a Saturday night on television. I haven't watched live TV. I mean, other than an occasional sports event, like, you know, the NBA Finals, you know, or the NBA Playoffs, I should say. I don't really watch sports. So watching, the idea of watching live TV is like, I don't know once. I watch a lot of television, but it's all, you know, it's all that thing there with the other thing, and then you put it in, you press the button, and it comes down, that kind of thing. So I don't know. I don't even know what night the shows I watch are on. I don't even know that, because I'm not watching them on that night. I'm time shifting. Everything's time shifted, you know, and that's why when I started doing this again, the idea of time shifting was really big, you know, because it's the idea is that people download whenever they want to, and at their convenience, they watch or listen. And actually, this is really kind of interesting, and I know this is, again, another thing that my regulars are used to hearing. The vast majority of people who imbibe the Midwood Files do so the audio. The video is very, very minor. I would say like 10%, maybe a little bit less, 10%, honestly, just for a round number. Everybody else is audio, you know, because they can be doing stuff while they're whatever stuff they do, they can be doing that stuff while they're listening to audio, but video would be too distracting. And I get that, you know, and that's why we'll never really move away from you know, being in the sense of, you know, an audio or a radio. We originally started as a radio production. At least my idea of what this is all about has always been a radio production. You know, John Lightning is on WBCQ every other Sunday at 8. And that's radio, you know. So I really try and maintain said standards. That's really where we come from. That's what the background is. The video was added on as a, I guess, the next rung to where I personally wanted to go, and the Midwood Files, what would it be, in the Midwood Files evolution, you know, because we're evolving. And that's why, again, that's why I'm on, because I wanted to kind of give it a shot as a platform. I'm not bound to it. I mean, I can do video from my own site, and once I do some upgrades and whatnot, I should be able to do it in an adaptive bitrate. See, that's my big thing. You know, Vaughn will do an adaptive bitrate. Well, you can come up on a phone. I can even go up on my phone now, which is like no great shakes. Like a quad processor, a Samsung quad processor. It's not a big deal in the world. And I could bring up, I could bring up the video. The chat, I don't know how useful the chat room would be on five and a half, you know. But certainly I could bring it up, and that's because, again, they went to HLM5 from the Flash, because Flash was like a nightmare for everybody. So that's attractive to me. That's extremely attractive to me, and I can do that myself off my own site, but it would take a fair amount of work to get that done. And I'm going to do it, so it's not like I said, it's not like I'm bound here. And I'm not quite sure, have I ever tried to watch video off of my server, my video server, my MPEG-4 server? I don't even remember. I know it's pretty good on the tablets. So, but again, it's adaptive, where it sends the amount of bandwidth and it scales the video down to whatever the device is. So it's not pushing the device. That's why even running at 60 frames, which I am not doing, by the way, I got to figure out how to get this damn thing to run at 60 frames. I was told that it wouldn't run on 60 frames on Windows 7. So I was like, all right, let me go to Windows 10, which I was meaning to do anyway. So I did that, and I'm still not getting 60 frames out of it. At least I would expect it to be relatively constant, because it's CBR. And it's not. It's just stuck at 30. I'm stuck at 30. I can see it in OBS, and it's really disappointing to me. So I got to fuss with this, you know. And like I said, this upgrade, I don't want to go on about it, because I know the tech people, their eyes glaze over, and they're like, I don't want to, because most people really don't care about stuff like this. Come to think of it, most people don't care about most of what I do. So, I mean, that's why I never really feel bad about, like, doing stuff that I know for a fact that people aren't interested in. It's true. But I got a box that I want to be able to use that was only Windows 10 compatible. And that box will allow me to do a lot of controlling, hotkey controlling of OBS. Like this. I wouldn't even have to lean in for a keyboard or nothing. Although, I guess the keyboard would still come into play in regards to the chat room. I suppose, let me see. I guess I can look around while I'm here. I mean, there's nothing preventing me from doing that, right? Let me see. I want to see if I'm showing up in the directory. Let's see. Put that there. And bring this up. And let's see. Let's see. Oh, jeez. That thing's on, huh? What are you going to do? Put that over there. Put that over here. I don't know. Let's see. Let's make this a little... anything going on over here? Am I even showing? That's on. And for some reason, am I showing at all? No. See, I think I went through this. I'm going through the same thing that I went through. Oh, no. There I am. Look at that. Okay. So I'm showing in the directory, which is nice. I feel comforted in the notion that I'm doing that. Because if that weren't working, it would be a step backwards. And I don't want to, like, take a step backwards. I got, like, pretty much after tonight's show, I got, like, 6 weeks to kind of get myself together. And it's going to take a little bit of work from the standpoint. I hadn't really. I guess I bit off more than I could chew when I was thinking about the idea of the upgrade. And it was just going to be simple. And, you know, it needs to be tweaked. Everything needs to be tweaked. Like I said, even the lighting at this point needs to be tweaked. I got a new camera. I have to figure out certain limitations on the camera. So, I mean, this is all work. This is all, like, stuff to do to make sure it works right. And, for the most part, when I talked about that radio background, I highly advise, on a Sunday, at 8 p.m., you head over to, johnlightning.com, which is the mother site. If you look over here, you can't see my mouse on it. So if you look up top, Midwood Files, you go to 11LRNI, that's Johnny Lightning's site. And he does an audio presentation, and he'll show you how it's done, if you know what I mean. Yeah, he's really good. And he has standards that are so high that I know I'll never meet them, but I try and just kind of with the tip of my finger, if I jump up, I try and just try and get them. So that's that. You know, and the rest of this is just like, at the moment, just me yammering about stuff, because that's pretty much what I'm doing. I was even, you know what I should have done? I should have swapped out mics, because I do want to try and use that other microphone that I'm very fond of, but I would have to EQ it. I didn't do anything. I just figured I'd put my butt in the chair and see what happened. And plenty of times, stuff has happened. I guess maybe I'll get back to, like, you know, where my head is at and, like, interpersonals. I guess it's been kind of like a mixed blessing thing in regards to my time spent on Vaughn and my decision to come up here and do something or at least attempt to present something in some way, shape, or form, for lack of a better term. I know a lot of this is music-oriented, and I know a lot of this is, you know, hi-fi, preaching to the choir. And I went through that when I was younger. When I was a younger man, I went through a lot of that in chat rooms and hanging out. You know, the producer and I met in a chat room. As a matter of fact, she was co-owner of a station, was a paranormal radio station based out of Texas at that time. And it had a pretty good following, you know, because paranormal's always been, you know, kind of big, certainly since Art Bell and Coast to Coast really kind of put it on the map, for lack of a better term. So we met and interacted and decided that we were going to give it a shot. We've been together 15 years now. But in the course of those 15 years, we've done a lot of things. You know, we set up a streaming radio station for 11 Hour R&I at the time, and we were involved with helping BCQ with bandwidth needs when they started to branch out a little bit more. And you know, so we've done the chat room thing on IRC. We've run various rooms at various times, and we've done audio. See, that's the video's the new wrinkle. Like I said, I'm the one who brought video into the fold in that regard, and that's why it's still an experiment for me, really. I mean, ultimately, I will say this for video: I do like the idea of being able to have people see facial expressions, because I think facial expressions, you know, goes a long way and can obviously be quite amusing at times, depending upon what's being said and who it's being said about, I guess, I suppose. But so yeah. You know, and there will always be audio. That's why I said this, when I talk about this being a test, the fact that I'm not running an audio stream right now is, like, you know, really crazy. But this is, like, basically sandboxed. I'm sandboxed on Vaughn right now. And the thing of it is that what will wind up happening, and I think I made that clear again, is that I'll wind up moving this archive over to my website, and this will be available to my regular listeners. So it wasn't, in essence, it's just live on Vaughn, but then again, isn't everything mostly live on Vaughn? I haven't even really gotten into the guts of OBS, so I don't even really know what I can do with that, but I'm pretty sure there's stuff and things that I could do with OBS to play video, because I got a couple of people who are like, hey, why don't you play video a little bit, you know? And I'm like, what do you mean? And they're like, pre-recorded stuff, and it's like, yeah, I guess I could do that. I mean, you know, I don't want to turn into, like, Max Headroom, you know? I want to keep it to a certain degree. I want to keep it about me. Me and politics and like, not me out of control, you know? Speaking of politics, you know, John McCain died. And I feel like I should be doing a little jig, you know what I mean? It's like, people are going to be like, oh, but he was a POW, and then, all right, you know what? Not for nothing, you know, John McCain has basically been a disservice to his country since he took office. I mean, when we talk about the idea of someone who purports to be conservative, but yet time and time again has really gone either to the left or at least done a runaround so it doesn't look like he was going to the left, but was going to the left. Certainly his, what's the word, tumultuous relationship with our president. Yeah, I'm glad he's gone. I'm 100% glad he's gone. You know, the only thing that made me a little bit happier than that was, like, Ted Kennedy. So, you know, and again, I guess it's because my politics lean far right at this point in time. Again, I'll use the term alt-right, although I'm not 100% sure that's still in vogue. Yeah, goodbye, Johnny. I haven't read anything. I never read anything because I'm almost functionally illiterate. I don't tell people that. But, yeah, almost. I haven't read anything, but I have to imagine it was the brain cancer that got him. So, yay. That was good news. That was worth it just to go on. At least I could say I went on the night that John McCain died, and I talked about that. So, as a test, because it's a test broadcast. I could basically, boop, do whatever I want right now, because it's a test. And fade out. Yeah, I could do stuff like that. This is like shortwave. This is like, static in there, and you, like, miss every other thing. Like, okay, you know what, but it's still gonna go like that anyway. Yeah, I gotta bug up my ass eventually. Yeah. Just leave it at that. But yeah, no, I'm glad he's gone. I think our country will be better off. I don't know what the deal was. Are they gonna hold an election for the seat, or is it just gonna, I guess the midterms are coming up anyway, right? So was he due to be up? Was his seat up, you know, was he was his was his seat up in the election. I was trying to try my phone line it because again they split it. They generally split it. The senators like every 4 years. So like midterms and some seats are available midterm and then others are available obviously during the presidential cycle. So I don't even know that. I for the most part I used to get and I still do to a certain degree. But I've just been really disconnected. That just goes to show how like disconnected I've been from stuff. It's like I feel like as far as my social media goes, I'm like just sleepwalking through it. It's like I'm going, you know, I go to Twitter every day and I tweet one or two things. I look at, you know, I retweet mostly, like let's just say 99.9% of the time. And I'm not absorbing anything. I'm just, you know, and so the account's moving along. There's stuff there, but it's just I'm not into it. Same thing with what's the other one? Gab. I have a Gab account and I like to stay active on Gab because Gab's becoming really active. And again, Gab was set up to be the right wing alternative to Twitter, you know, when all the shadow banning and all the great purges took place. So I'm active there, but I'm not like super active. I just get a couple few posts in and I'm like, I'm gone, you know. I think Wrong Think I'm a little bit active on, but I'm just, and that's even more, you know, I don't, that's supposed to be the right-wing alternative to Facebook, and I'm really not, I haven't clicked with it. I set the account up, and I've been in there, and I'm like, so yeah, I mean, you know, I used to be really seriously hardcore plugged in, you know, it's, I could walk in here, and just off the top of my head, I could do any given topic as far as politics went. And I would be fine, you know. It just wouldn't, and the time would fly by. It'll be like, you know, I feel like I'm really just kind of. And you know what it is? It's like people are like, oh, maybe it's the Ambien, because I'm like on Ambien. I take Ambien and I take or Ambien, whatever they call it, and Flexeril for my back. I have back issues, and what's the other one? Oh, Clonidine is prescribed for anxiety by my shrink, right? So I take like sometimes. And it's legit. I'm not mixing and matching. It's legitimate. I mean, I have a legitimate prescription, and the dosage and the time to take it is basically, you know. So if I take all three of them at night before I go to sleep, I mean, I'm out. I'm done. I'm finished. And I'm kind of, like, cloudy the next day. I get that. I mean, that's, like, a normal kind of thing. But I'm not even doing that. I'm not even taking them. And I'm, like, I live in, like, this. I guess it's, like, almost like those people in the West with the smoke. You know, I don't know if I can make a direct comparison. But that's kind of reminds me of, it's just kind of like foggy. I feel like I'm walking around in like a fog and just not able to, and every now and then I like reach out and grab something, you know what I mean? And it's like, and that doesn't go well. That hasn't been going well. No, not in the least bit. So I've been, you know, messing up people's stuff, which is just what I'm want to do. You know, and I'm normally, for the most part, I'm really not what I would call like high maintenance. You know what I mean? I'm like, I guess maybe I am in some areas. I don't really know. It's hard to say. Each interpersonal is entirely different. It would be really wrong of me to categorize every interpersonal I have with every person that I know in some way, shape, or form to be the same. It's definitely not. People are different, and you know, my body is, you know, chemistry, and where my head is at any given point in time is different. So. But it's not like, again, I got to stress, you know, it's not like I'm dealing with a lot of people. I have people that I know for a long time, and I have a couple of few friends, and I use that term strangely, recently, you know, just from hanging out in chat rooms and whatnot. And I got longtime friends, you know, I got my cats and, my aunt, live in my aunt's home. And Gina and I, Res Miranda, I guess, we live in my aunt's place. So it's not, I'm not on a regular basis, I'm really not dealing with that many people. I mean, not enough to say like, oh my God, you know, you're just being, it's like barbarians at a gate. You know, it's not that type of situation. It's not. It's like if I were, I hate to say this, but if I were like normal, if I were a regular personage, I don't think that my coping skills would be called into question in regards to the level of interaction that I'm having with people. It's just not the case. So yeah, I guess I never really recovered from stuff, or at least I'm still in the process of, I guess, you go like, oh, new age. It's like, you know, you never really, you carry it with you. It's like, you know what? Screw that. I don't have any desire to carry most of this with me. I'm just trying to get my SHIT together so that I can be, like, reasonably more functional. So that, let me get a root beer. Diet root beer. So if I can, if I can show up here on a Saturday and just be reasonably coherent, I'd be very, very, very pleased with that. Mm. Yeah, it doesn't taste too bad. I'm going to brush my teeth again. I'm going to brush my teeth. So like going on is like going to the dentist. You know, I never really had to worry about this stuff with radio. You know, I could sit around and whatever I wanted, wearing boas and whatnot, and it would be no problem. You know, now I got the camera going, and people are like watching to one degree or another. It's like, okay, I got to be very careful. Oh my gosh, I got to be careful. I would grab my cat if he were close enough, but he's not. He's like a quarter of a room away from me, and I don't know how. Spatsy? Yeah, he's not even looking at me. he goes into like He goes into, like, some form of shock. There's really no other way to put it, where he just kind of, like that, and ran across. I don't really do that. See, that's the thing about me. You know how some people, when they go in the, you know, when they're in a situation that overloads them to one degree, you know, sensory perception overload, they kind of tighten up like that? I don't do that. I just kind of maybe do the opposite. I'm like, rah, you know, reaching out, I think. That's what I do. It's hard. You know, I'm having a hard time, you know, and I think this is the thing. When I think about what people have been talking to me about in regards to, well, maybe you came back too soon, or maybe, you know, the Vaughn thing is the wrong place to come back, and you should have just, maybe it would have been better if you just came back on familiar territory. Then yeah, you know, I get it. But the point now becomes is I think I was kind of, I don't think there was any way to get to where I would like to be without going through where I am right now. I really think that that's the most accurate and truest way to put it. So, you know, I got a deal for a little while, and you know, was it Rome wasn't built in a day? It wasn't destroyed in a day either, by the way. But it wasn't built in a day, you know? And I just don't, it's almost like muscle memory. I guess maybe it's almost like muscle memory, where there were times where I don't really put a lot of prep into my shows. I think that is painfully apparent, quite frankly. Sometimes I do, sometimes I don't, you know? As of late, like I said, these shows so far, like last week and this week, have been classically what I would refer to as throwaway shows, where I'm there, I'm present, I'm doing something, but I'm not necessarily doing anything of any major consequence, at least in my own mind. You know, I didn't go in with something that I wanted to impart with a particular subject or topic that was near and dear to my heart, or what's left of my heart. You know, so this is just like floaters. And I wish, like I said, if I had known that this was going to happen, I would have finished up my music, and I would have come in, and I would have been able to loop back around with music. But that didn't happen. And that, like I said, that's fine. I mean, I'm not going to predicate whether I can come out and talk into a microphone, or whether I have music or not. And I'm not renowned for actually having anybody on. I think I had, I had Gary on. Gary from East Haven, I think I had on shortly before Meltdown, as they put it. You know, and I didn't, not for nothing. My Meltdown, it wasn't like, whoop, like an event. It was like a process. And then one day I looked and I'm like, oh, wow, look at that. And I realized that that's not right. So I, you know, step outside myself a lot. And, you know, I'm becoming like self-aware a lot. And it's helpful, you know, because I think there are a lot of people walking around out there that just really have no idea what they're projecting to other people. I really honestly do not, you know. Like, not for nothing, even the idea of, after the whole chat room thing that I went through with Res Miranda and the radio station that she was at, and a couple of you afterwards, I've never really been a big fan of chat, you know? And then what happens is, like, you forget. You know what I mean? You're like, you know, it's like almost like food or a drink or something where you're like, you know, you really don't like it. You know, it's just not really your thing, per se. It's not like, oh, my God, macaroni and cheese, you know? It's like, yeah, you like mac and cheese, but it's like, eh. Or maybe you got a bad batch of macaroni. That breaks up. I got to work on that. See the light there, right there? That breaks up when I move back because I'm very animated, which I was hoping to catch in 60 frames per second, but I'm not. So it's just like, yeah, you know, you forget, like, mac and cheese, last time I ate it, it makes me sick, the dairy makes me, and you forget about it, and you're like, and then, like, a couple of few layers later, you're like, oh, you know, it's like fucking 10 years later, and you're like, oh, mac and cheese, oh, man, I haven't had mac and cheese forever, I'm so psyched about it, and you get the mac and cheese, and then you're like, bleh, again, you know, and it's like, wait a minute, you know, it's like, write stuff down, you know, so you remember. You know, generally when people lose limbs and stuff, you know, like, little digits, they remember stuff. Like, you know, if something happened and I, like, lost my thumb, I would pretty much avoid whatever it was that caused me to lose my thumb, you know, because I lost my thumb. It's a thing. It's a thing. But with things, other things like, you know, food or whatever, you get, like, sick, you know, food poisoning or chat room poisoning, you know, you forget. You're not thinking about it, you know. You're like, oh, you know. And so it's weird. It's weird to be back in, like, a chat room situation in general. I mean, I can always speak of, let me pop this up. Is there even anybody in my chat room? I don't even, where'd my chat room go? I don't even know where it went. I'm doing really good. Second week in a row, less chat room. You know, I can only speak of hanging out in the H&J, Hank and Jim radio network. I plugged them every 15 seconds, right? Actually, I think I'm bugging them less than I was last week, so. So that's where I'm hanging out, in the chat room, and I actually haven't been in all week, because I've just been busy with stuff. I've just been either, my head has been up my butt, or I've actually been busy. Anybody who would actually be paying attention to me, notice I really haven't even been posting on Facebook, which I try to post a couple few things on Facebook a day, just so people know I'm alive. So yeah, it's just been a different experience, you know what I mean? I guess. Look, I'm not really a, I don't know how to explain this. I don't really like people. Now, there's always exceptions to the rule, but that's pretty much the rule. You know, some people, like, you know, they're just the opposite. They're like, oh, I like people, and until they've disqualified themselves in some way. I'm kind of like the other way around. I assume that there's a problem or something, or that people are just going to be like, you know, ass clowns, you know? You know, and then basically the way I work it is, if you assume that the case, and I don't do anything. I mean, it's not like I provoke people because I think they're an ass clown or poke them with a stick or something. You know, it's just like I'm aware of it. I'm like, oh, man. You know, like somebody starts talking to me, it's going, oh, man. I'm just like, oh, man. It's like that, you know. That's a perfect example. Somebody would just walk up, you know, or even somebody I know sometimes would just start talking to me, and I'd be like, oh. You know, like they just, like, photobombed you or, you know, screwed up something, like a once-in-a-lifetime eclipse thing, and they stood in the way, and you can, you know, it's that level of, oh, why are you bothering me, man, I can't believe it, you know, because that's what it is. People generally bother me. I feel bothered by people. I do. I feel, that's why I want to go back to the emperor thing, you know, because I don't think the emperors get to decide who's around and who's not, you know. Fascinated, you know, I've always been a student of history. I mean, you know, ultimately, you don't learn nothing unless you kind of pay attention, because human nature generally tends to repeat itself over and over again. We're not going to live it long enough. Nobody who is hearing my voice or who heard my voice or whatever at 48 years old, none of you people are going to live long enough to actually see the human race evolve. It's not going to happen. It's certainly not going to happen in the chat room, I'd like to remind you. But, no, it's true. So, I mean, I'm just like, I kind of... I would like to try the emperor thing out just for a little while. just you know, just for, and I'm not talking like Caligula or something, you know, he was a little, one of the more, you know, mellow emperors, per se, you know, yeah, I think I would like to try that out, you know, like, if somebody, what colored grapes would you want, you know, yeah, I think I'd like that, I think I would. Because I don't like people, you know, and when you're emperor, you're like, nobody, you know, nobody messes with the emperor, I guess, you know, it's like, go away, be gone, you know, and then it's like, oh, okay, you know, but, you know, another point of this is, I guess, and this is something to remember, and it's hard, you know, people, they don't have switches on them, you know, we tend to put ourselves in the center of, we put ourselves in the center of our reality. Again, I mean, we're experiencing reality around us, you know? So it would make sense that we put ourselves in the center of reality. But sometimes we get into this thing where, like, you know, it's all about us. And we forget that, like, people just don't disappear. It's not, they're not like, you know, what do they call those things in video games? Those non-player characters, NPCs, or whatever, where they're like, they go away and they're gone. You know what I mean? And they're there to advance the story. That's their only purpose, you know what I mean? So it's like, you get some sort of something, information, and then gone, and then finished, and then they go away. Like, they fold up into a book or something when we're not there, you know? No, I mean, I think we forget that, for the most part, everyone we're dealing, notice I said most part, everyone we're dealing with is relatively actualized in reality. And they don't have switches, you know? And we get into this thing where we can just kind of, like, flick a switch, and they're off, and we don't have to deal with that, you know? and we turn the switch back on when we want whatever we want from them, and then we turn the switch back off again. It's not how it works with people. People don't, it don't work like that. And I think, like I said, I got that self-aware thing going on, so I'll, like, step outside myself, and I'll examine myself, and I'll be like, you know, and then I'll examine what's going on and where my head is at and what I'm thinking at any given point in time. And, you know, when I catch myself doing something like that, I'm like, and I do. I mean, I honestly do. I think we all do. I mean, you know, we are, again, the center of our own universes. It makes sense that that would be the case. So it's almost like I'm not placing blame in that regard. What I am is that it's almost like something that we have to be aware of and maybe try our best to avoid, you know, especially if we care about the people. And, like, I got so few people around me that I could pretty much say I love everybody around me, you know, who I've, you know, chosen to have around me, because the vast majority of them, I don't have to deal with people. I've done it. I've done it for years at a time. I wasn't the emperor, mind you. But, well, close, maybe. But for years at a time, I just shut it off. Didn't take calls. Didn't nothing on. No social media. Nothing. Not a thing. Nothing. And it was just me, the cats, my girlfriend, and my aunt. And that's it. And medical people. I'm always dealing with medical people because I'm dinged up pretty bad. For years. Literally for years. So yeah, we do have a choice of who we deal with. You know, I don't understand, and I've never really understood why people continue to subject themselves to people who are, you know, deplorable, for lack of a better word, to steal a word from Kankles. Deplorable. You know, why do we do that? I guess there's, like, some redeeming value. You know, that's the thing. Isn't every relationship some sort of exchange of give and take? You know what I mean? And when you give, and you don't get back, that becomes a problem, yeah? Or, you know, maybe the person themselves has some sort of, like, huge thing that it's just such a hassle. Whether it be high maintenance or just whatever, where it's like, okay, so I got to put all of this into that person just to get, like, that much back, or, like, maybe the normal amount of what a normal person would be, but they're, like, astronomically an asshole or something, you know? And you deal with it. I know people do that. I know people. I would even say nothing. I've probably even done that, of course, in my life, where someone was just a raging asshole. And it's like, you know, you deal. You put up with it because, well, you know, and it's, you know, it gets to the point where that, well, they may be an asshole, but they're my asshole, you know? And it's not good for your head. I think more people need to think in terms of what's good there for their head. See, that's my big thing now, because of my mental status at any given point in time is like that. I generally tend to, to let people know, and this is really unrealistic, but I tend, and it's true, I do this, I tend to let people know, it's like, you know what, I can't deal with a whole lot of drama or bull stuff, because I just can't hack it. It's hard enough for me to get through the day, which is true on a good number of days, if not all days, really. It's true, you know, so you set that limitation, and not for nothing, there isn't a person that doesn't come with some sort of drama. You know, but I think there's a difference between drama and, say, like, I think the word toxic maybe sticks into my mind for some unknown reason, right? It's like, what exactly is a toxic person? I'm trying to wonder if I've ever dealt with any toxic people. And then, you know, the idea becomes, because toxic will kill you. Toxic, like chemicals and whatnot. They have these big teams that they call out when something happens like that. With these tents and stuff. I saw that episode of the ER. With the tents, and they do the radio, and they gotta evacuate the building because of the toxics. You know, and you're like, all right, so I know what that is. And it's like, you know, at least I know what the idea of, like, toxic is. So when we transfer that over to, like, a human being, and the idea becomes, what exactly is toxic? You know, sometimes, I guess, again, you know, people don't agree with each other. They have a different outlook. They have a different perception of things. And sometimes they make themselves known. I can't help but be honest, or at least as honest as I can be, as I perceive I can be, without actually breaking someone with my honesty, because I've done that. I think maybe I'm not the only one, who has done that. I mean, you can literally be too honest, right? I mean, if you went through, I love that, Jim Carrey's turned into a bit of a dick, granted. But I love that Liar Liar movie. You know, like, that was on cable. It was a big one on cable all the time. And wherever that was, you know, when I walked in and it was on, or somebody had it on, or I went to their house, I would sit down and watch it from wherever it was, because Liar Liar was just hilarious. You know, I think the one when he's in the elevator with the woman with the low-cut dress, and he looks at her and says, people only talk to you because of your tits. You know, it's like, the things you think, that's the thing. You know, if you had like a compulsion, a 100% absolute compulsion to tell the truth, I'm pretty sure that you would be alone in this world. You know what I mean? Even if you paired off the people, you know, because remember I got that big thing with mental illness. People talk to themselves, you pair them off and you save a lot of money, huh? And you can spend it on beer or booze or something, or better audio. And the deal of it is if you had a compulsion to tell the truth, like, all the time, people wouldn't stand to be around you. I mean, literally. So, you know, again, I guess, and then we get into the area like, oh, well, sins of omission, you know, lies of omission is not the same as lying. Okay, but the term is lie of omission, right? Okay, and lies. It has the word in it. So that would lead us to believe that possibly it might have something to do with that. I don't know. But, yeah, you know, I think people are sometimes, I'm trying to think of a word, you have to forgive me. I think when someone's honest about something, or at least, you know, just because you're being honest about something doesn't mean you're right about it. First of all, you know, a lot of people think of that honest, and it's like, well, I'm being honest, and that's telling the truth. And it's like, well, the truth is a little bit more slippery than that. It's not exactly what I would call, you know, there is no absolute. Some people think, you know, they're telling the truth, and that's like, well, that's the way it is. You know, that's it. Well, it's not. It's not. I can tell you that 100%, because there are plenty of times where I told the truth, and I was just not right. My perception of whatever the situation was just not right. It was slightly shaded, let's just say. Or maybe jaded would be a good word, too. So, you know, we get into these things with people, and it's like, I wind up saying, I'm sorry, more than you would think. See, now the producer's like shocked to hear that, because he's like, he never says sorry to me, and I do. I do. When I'm wrong. I do. So yeah, you just get into this thing with people, and it's just like, it's complicated. People are complicated, and we don't treat people like they are complicated. I guess maybe if we treated everybody like with the level of complication, do you know what I mean, that they deserve, we probably wouldn't deal with it anyway. We'd be under the covers watching Law and Order, which is pretty much what I'm doing now, except for sitting in the butt here on Saturday. I'm not doing much else. Maybe I'm the last person. Maybe I'm not qualified. You know, people say, well, you're not even living in the real world. And it's like, you know what? I'm not living in the real world. That's the thing. I understand that. I'm really not living in the real world, and I'm certainly not living in your world. And that's my point. I'm not living in your world. So I can only, you know, there's dimensions, there's, you know, there's limitations, there's all sorts of things in my world that I'm relating to you from, but you don't have these limitations, you know? No. And there's all sorts of limitations that you're going through and things that are affecting you that I don't have. You know, when people say, oh, I'm sorry, or oh, I understand, do they really? You know what I mean? I'm not 100% convinced that that's the truth. I used to think, it's like, well, you're trying to empathize, you know? I can empathize to a degree, you know? Even the idea of morality, right? Morality, is it fixed or is it relative? That's a great question, right? I'm not Spanish, so I don't have a relative named Morales, do I? Juan, no. Wow, that's bothering me now when I go back. It's like it's just one spot there. What is it? Is it something going on in my head? Something's going on in my head where I just pop back and I get a little, oh, it's gone now. Huh, maybe a little sweat. Yes, this sweat from the show will be available on eBay by tomorrow at noontime. Morality. You know, I'm going to get into the God thing, and my regulars are going to be like, oh, shit, he's talking about God again. But, you know, is it fixed? I mean, I try to live in a world where morality is fixed. You know, where as a society, we have yes-yeses and no-nos, because I'm pretty much a yes-yes, no-no kind of guy. But there's always exception. You know, it's again, we think about the idea of, like, God, and like, okay, so God gave us free will, right? Like, worst thing ever. You know, next to the internet, I guess. Worst thing ever. And we're like sitting there and we're like, oh, we could do whatever we want. And then, well, why would God give us free will if he didn't want us to use it, right? But then we go and we use our free will, and then, like, God gets mad at us. Or at least what does God getting mad at us mean? You know what I mean? I think the Israelites might have a better idea of what happens when God gets mad than anybody in the modern era. You know, or we could arguably say whenever there's been an earthquake somewhere, God got mad at them, you know. Or what was that, that tsunami in whatever Asia place that was? I don't even know anymore. Right? So God must have been mad at them, right? Bad pina colada or something? I mean, I don't understand. I don't, you know, when we look at these things, and these are things that are like epically biblical in their scale. I'm not talking about, oh, I got mad, so, you know, God may be getting a car accident or something, or, you know, somebody that I care about will have died. God must have been mad at me, you know? That doesn't make sense to me. You know, I'm trying to, and that's one thing that I guess we're all trying to do. I hope, maybe not. I don't know. Some of us not, I suppose. Do whatever you want, okay? You can do whatever you want. I can tell you what I'm doing. You know, I'm still searching for some sort of, like, something that kind of, like, makes sense, because I'm just not a big fan of handing it over, you know? It's like, oh, you know, I'm really big into responsibility. I take responsibility for myself. And believe me, these Vaughn folks may not know that, but there's a lot for me to take responsibility over this. I'm royal in that regard. I took what could have been a pretty decent life and beyond recognition at this point in time. And that's fine. I, you know, again, I